This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the views. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hey-o. Got a sweet deal going on now that we ought to mention, I think, Chris. You have the gift of membership to Dad. Buy a Washington-level annual membership for $187. Save over 50% off the retail price. Washington membership includes unlimited access to a 25-yard static and tactical range, $5 off rifle range fee at 100 yards, retail discounts on member-only sales and events, 2 free annual firearm inspection and cleanings, free birthday machine gun rental. Now we're talking, huh?
I think so.
Ammo not included. I think I could shoot up some here.
All you got to do is at 9 o'clock this morning, go to KBOI.com and click where it says sweet deals, and you can get this sweet deal.
That's right, and you get 2 free guest range passes for the remainder of the year. Pretty neat deal. If your dad's a shooter, hey, I tell you what, he would love that sweet deal. Open phones Friday, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264. #670, a free call on Verizon Wireless.
You can also send us an instant message by going through that same website, KBOI.com. Bob Boise has sent this in, so I would like to know if it was baseball or softball being played at the last shooting. If they can't report the proper game and they are two clearly different games, then what chance is there we are hearing the truth about anything else that happened? This is why I am skeptical about what I hear and see in the news. Well, it was baseball. Now, at this particular place that they were practicing, there is one softball field and one baseball field there right next to each other, and then there's the YMCA right next to that. Mm-hmm. They were playing on the baseball field, and they actually were playing baseball. When it was very first reported, somebody said softball, and I think it was because they couldn't imagine a bunch of older congressmen
playing hardball
out there playing hardball, but that's exactly what they were doing. You know, technically, that's what they're supposed to be doing in Congress anyway. So that answers that question, Bob.
Yeah.
I hope.
And
but whether or not you can trust anything in the future, that's probably up to you.
Yeah. I just don't understand his following his direction of,
yeah. Well,
doesn't make a lot of sense.
And the news does get,
because really, yeah, does, it's not the germane news, whether they're playing softball or hardball.
The news does get things wrong from time to
no
time.
No question.
And
agreed.
Let me find this very quickly. Okay, I've got this right here, and I'll tell you what it is. There is a thing that you're always supposed to concentrate on whenever there is a mass shooting or something like that happening. It's called the Breaking News Consumer's Handbook.
Okay.
And it's very short. Number one, in the immediate aftermath, news outlets will get it wrong. Okay,
yep.
They won't get everything right.
True.
Number two, don't trust anonymous sources. How many times have we heard that the last few weeks? Number three, don't trust stories that cite another news outlet as the source of the information. Like, for instance, I mean, you know, since if there's a shooting someplace else, we can go on and talk about it, but we're not there. And so we have to say, you know, ABC News or somebody.
Or Associated Press.
Yeah, exactly. According to the Associated Press. Number four, there's almost never a second shooter. Number five, pay attention to the language the media is using. We are getting reports could mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeking confirmation means they do not have confirmation.
Right.
We have learned means that we either think we have a scoop or are going out on a limb. Number six, look for news outlets actually close to the incident. And you can do that on Twitter now. Mm-hmm. Like if something happens in Charlotte, North Carolina, go straight to the, you know, Charlotte radio and TV stations and newspaper.
I like to do that.
Number seven, compare multiple sources. Good idea. Number 8, big news brings out the fakers and the Photoshoppers. So beware of them. Number 9 is beware of reflexive retweeting. In other words, don't just hear something and immediately without checking it out, retweet it, because they say some of this is on you.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed that. It's called the Breaking News Consumer's Handbook.
All right, let's go to Ed Burnett, works for Canyon County, wants to talk about mosquitoes. Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. And Paul J., congratulations on your 50 years. I've been following you, not quite 50 years, but since 1978 when we moved here. And you are the voice of KBUI, and hopefully we'll continue that for another 50 years.
Hey, I don't think I'll make another 50, but thank you.
Hey, Ed, have you ever been as busy as you are right now?
Yes. No, anyway, I want to, Commissioner Bishop really gave a very good explanation of what's going on as far as the flooding and everything in the Boise and Ada County area. Canyon County, we're a little bit different. We have a lot of downriver flooding over by Parma and close to the Fort Boise Wildlife Management Area, where the Boise River dumps into the Snake right there. And the water has been over the past couple of weeks, has been over the roads in a lot of areas out there, a lot of road closures, and it is producing a lot of mosquitoes, and he's accurate on that aspect. The thing what's going to be happening now is the water starting to recede. Is it's going to create a lot of pockets of these little areas of standing water, and those are the areas that are going to be creating the Culex species, which are the West Nile virus vectors, the carriers. We kind of got a good bad thing going on. We have obviously hot temperatures coming up, and the hot temperatures are going to be both our enemy and our friend. But one thing, it's going to be drying up those areas very rapidly, and that's the good thing. The thing is, how rapidly? The next thing is that the Culex species, those West Nile virus vectors, they really like hot weather. I mean, we will get a real, what's called an amplification, a spike in population here pretty soon, and they primarily will feed on birds, and the birds are the carriers. They're the ones that bring the West Nile virus, and the mosquitoes will feed on the birds, and then if an infected mosquito will bite a person or a horse, then of course then that can lead to a possible infection. That's going to happen. Oh, excuse me.
What, if anything, can be done to prevent West Nile from coming into the Culex? Is there anything Joe Public can do, or is it the grace of God? How do we do this?
Right now we're kind of at the mercy of nature for a lot of things, and I'm thinking, you know, I guess the best thing right now is the personal protection with mosquito repellent and limited that evening. Prevent as much as possible to get bitten by mosquitoes. And you have to do that a number of ways. And the commissioner really explained a lot of that about the 4Ds and that kind of, and all those, you know, a drain and all that on your own property. But we're talking about acres of water that it's going to be impossible to drain. It's just going to have to dry up with hot weather. And it's during that transition time, and probably starting in another week between now and I'm guessing the first mid-August is really going to be with hot temperatures, which we know are coming. The chances of West Nile are going to be probably very high, and we're doing everything we can to over in Canyon County to lessen that possibility of getting bitten. We've been treating a lot of these standing waters with mosquito larvicide, and that's really the way to go. And because your larvae are concentrated in these areas, and we've done that. We've treated over pretty close to, as of yesterday, we've treated right around a little over 3,000 acres in flooded habitat in the west end of the county and around Deer Flat National Wildlife Refuge. So our Culex numbers have not reached really high levels yet. And our traps are coming in every night here over the next few weeks, and we'll be monitoring those, and we'll see what's going on.
Well, Ed, we do thank you for the update. We do need to get to a commercial break, and a check of traffic, but we certainly appreciate you letting us know, and keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thank you, guys, and we will talk to you later, I'm sure.
All right.
Okay, take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, Ed.
It's 8:48.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
Open phones Fridays, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, pound 670 on Verizon Wireless.
Got in some messages here.
We also have a blimp crash.
Well, that actually happened yesterday, you know.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, it happened yesterday, and
it was at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, and they weren't sure. They said it looked like there was a passenger that had parachuted out, and then somebody thought maybe that didn't happen, and then they didn't know what had happened to the pilot. The pilot actually got pretty badly burned.
Well, it's like a lot of fuel oil or whatever they burn.
And they still haven't figured out what caused it to just all of a sudden explode.
Okay, my bad. I thought
That's okay. Frank near Indian Valley says, I've got horses all vaccinated against West Nile. Why is there not a vaccine for people? I know of people here that got West Nile and a couple of horses that were not vaccinated that died. I probably have had it in a mild form because I have been bitten by mosquitoes in the last few years, where others have had West Nile in a bad way.
My mother-in-law has horses. Whom she cares for more than people. I'm not kidding you. So one thing for sure, her horses are always vaccinated. And I would imagine she's probably had West Nile in some form at some depth over the last couple of years.
Todd of Boise says, I think the instant message, the one that was about baseball, And softball said, I think the instant message was trying to say if something is black, it should be called black. If it's white, it should be called white. What it is irrelevant. It's important to tell the truth, no matter how arbitrary, and get the facts correct. That's why baseball versus softball is an important detail. I also had a hard time to imagine these guys playing hardball. So good.
No,
for,
they play hardball.
Good, yeah, they did. So they said good for them. And, yeah, I understand that. And when there's breaking news, and see, this didn't used to be a problem years ago because breaking news was something that had happened like 2 hours ago, back in the old days. You know, you could break into a show at 5 o'clock and say something happened today at noon, and it would be new to everybody. Well, you know, now breaking news, they talk about things when it's happening right now. And sometimes they'll start to speculate. Well, we don't know whether they're playing softball or baseball. We don't know if they were playing football. All we know is they're being shot at. We don't know how many people are shooting at them. We don't know what the guy is using. We don't know who's been hit. But there's something going on. And so a lot of breaking news is simply, hey, there's something going on. Pay attention.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get any deeper than that for a while until the actual facts start to come around.
Yep. Times are changing, though.
Yeah, they have been.
It's 8:56. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with an Open Phones Friday.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Well, take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time 9:07. Open phones Friday. Give us a call, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, pound 670 on Verizon Wireless.
Billy of Boise says, I would like to know who is paying for the President Trump investigation. How much is it going to cost? The American taxpayers are paying for it, and it's going to cost a lot.
A bunch.
I mean, that's just the simple answer right there. The FBI is doing it, and taxpayers pay FBI money. Or the Senate is doing it, and taxpayers pay for the Senate. The House also has an investigation. The taxpayers pay for that.
Surrounded by law enforcement officers, we get these kinds of stories from time to time. Ricky DuBose and Donnie Rowe were handcuffed and lying face down on a residential driveway in central Tennessee. Seen the picture, right? Nearly 60 hours before, authorities launched a multi-state search after they escaped from a state corrections bus in central Georgia and allegedly killed two prison guards. While they were on the run, the pair allegedly stole five vehicles, robbed two homes, tied up and terrorized an elderly couple, and led police on a chase where speeds reached 100 miles an hour, but they were taken down by people with guns. The two men got into a correctional bus, became fugitives shortly before sunrise. The pair had been cellmates. They were taken down by local people.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The homeowner was alerted somehow, looked outside, saw the suspects trying to steal his vehicle. So he stopped them with his gun, called his neighbor. Both men, each armed with a gun, confronted the fugitives. Having lost their weapons in the crash, Dubose and Rose surrendered, authorities said, and nobody else was hurt.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that happens in America.
Yep.
Bob says, Chris, don't these people doing investigations already get paid? Why do we need to pay them more?
See, no, I've never understood that.
It's not really that we're paying them more. It's just that if they weren't doing this, they'd be doing something else that's necessary. And so we often calculate it like that. Like, how much is this costing us in terms of man hours or woman hours?
Is that fair, though?
Well, I don't know.
See,
because your job isn't, I mean, there isn't a job that I've ever worked that's only just routine every single day. There's always something interesting coming up, and there are always, you know, other things that you have to do from time to time that aren't generally in your job description. So it is an odd way to do the accounting, but that's just when they say, you know, this is costing us a lot. It's costing us based on the fact that they'd be getting other things done, maybe not the Senate, but if we weren't having to do this.
So. All right, let me give you an example.
Okay.
Firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so start a fire up by Loma and the firemen put it out.
Okay.
All right, for the sake of simplicity, take some 20 hours, cost some $50,000 to put the fire out.
Okay.
They're already on the payroll.
Right.
They're already getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they be paid to put...
I don't think they get paid extra for it, unless they're, you know...
But they're on the payroll.
Unless they're the kind of firefighters. Okay, they're on the payroll in this case, then no, they won't get paid extra for it unless they have...
But you're charged.
In the military, you have combat pay, but, you know...
But they say it cost $20,000 to put the fire out.
Right.
Well, they'd have been paid anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood that.
Well... I don't know, wear and tear on the equipment. I don't really know how to do the accounting, but again, it's kind of based on the fact that if we didn't have to do this, you could be doing something else. So,
well, they're sitting around waiting for fires.
True, in the case of firefighters, that's mostly what they're doing. But you know, they have other work besides just sitting around. So,
it's always kind of dumbfounded me the way government.
Mm-hmm. Accounts for things?
Yeah, accounts for compounds things.
You do have a point there.
I don't get it. I'd be such a lousy public servant. All right, we got a lot of phone calls. And it is an Open Phones Friday. So let's go to William in Garden City. William, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, Jay, and Chris.
Hey, William.
I basically just want to congratulate you, Paul, on your 50 years.
Thank you.
And I hope you take this the right way, but I want to say that you are our region's Paul Harvey of the airways.
Oh, thank you. I've always liked Paul Harvey.
Yeah, he you know, can't think of a better example of a person. And your civic duties and everything in this area has been contributing a great deal to our area.
Well, thank you.
And I want to thank you for your service.
All right. Thanks, William. That's
appreciate
awesome.
It, William.
Thanks
for the call.
I like that.
William's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mark of Boise wrote in to say, how about the fact that it's a frivolous investigation in the first place? yet we have to pay them to find this out. That's essentially my point. If they weren't doing this investigation, now I don't know whether it's frivolous or not. We'll know that after they're done. But, you know, sure.
Well, that's true.
Because I'm not going to jump to too many conclusions. I'm, you know, maybe 80-85% there. But we'll know that. But they could be getting other things done that they may or may not do now. So
yeah, true. Let's go to Terry of Boise. Terry.
It's Terry from Cary.
Oh, hey, Terry.
Terry from Cary. Good morning.
Hi. Because you do have other Terrys over there.
We do.
Oh, I'm not on yet. Anyway, I wanted to make a point about flag burning.
Okay.
Now, personally, I'm totally for free speech. If you buy a flag, it's your flag, and you go burn it somewhere where it's legal to burn, it's fine. I'm totally for that. But when you burn a flag on someone's property, and then here's my biggest point. It's about the cost and the time of the police investigating it. The cost, not only we the people, but the idiot who did it, cost everyone tax money to waste the police officer's time to do that. So next time, if people want to burn gay flag, whatever flag they want, please adhere to my reference of how much it costs all the people, including them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much all I wanted to say. By the way, personally, I would never burn the American flag because my forefathers gave their lives for it, as much as I disagree with our government.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm also no party. So I'm for us, Americans.
There you
I don't
go.
Care.
Ah, Terry, yeah. You sound like you'd be a great party.
Thank you.
You bet.
No, I wouldn't go there because they end up all being crooked.
All right. Thank you much.
Bye.
Well, yeah. And this particular instance that Terry's talking about,
yeah.
Somebody, it was vandalism, first of all. And, it may have been somebody burning it because it was the rainbow flag.
Right.
Which is, the symbol of it's a gay symbol. Basically, it's been adopted as one. And so we don't know whether that was a protest of some sort or if somebody was just, walking by with a lighter and thought they'd be cute. At any rate, yeah, it is vandalism. It is against the law to do that sort of thing. And she was right about people who burn their flag in protest. If they purchase the flag, if they're not hurting anybody, stuff like that, they do most everywhere have a right to do that. Now, I find it very respectful, rude, impolite, a whole lot of other things. It does bother me when it happens. However, I'm not going to go out and tell somebody else that they don't have a right to do it because of exactly what she said. I mean, free speech in the Constitution. Free speech means you have to put up with a lot of stuff you don't personally like. Because, other people just want to express themselves.
True. 916, you're listening to Idaho Talks Live.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Let's go to Rich on the phone. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, well, first of all, I just heard about that Congressional Medal of Honor recipient that died. Did you know him by any chance?
I knew who he was. Personally,
well,
I didn't know him.
We had met him, and he was introduced here a few years ago before a Boise State football game and just got thunderous applause.
Have you ever read his citation? I worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get a copy of his citation, I dare you to read it on the air without getting choked up.
Wow.
He took out three, his unit was under fire. He took out three concrete, those pillbox things, mm-hmm. bunkers, under fire because his unit was pinned down. He took them out with satchel explosives and machine gun fire. Took out just like in the movies, dodging and weaving,
wow.
And he took out all three of those and killed 50 Japanese soldiers. It was incredible. So I mean, if you can find that, I mean, you'd be amazed. I did take a copy of it down there one time on Veterans Day, but to your station, but nobody read it. But what he did is like something out of a World War II movie. It's unbelievable. But anyway, you know, people have been saying that the investigation into this. And the Trump and everything is a witch hunt, and there's no reason for it. What was the reason for the Benghazi investigation? You know,
to see if anybody did anything that I guess was criminal. Same thing they're all for, just is to find out what's going on, I suppose.
Yeah, they had like five investigations to Benghazi. We knew, you know, the CIA is the one who said it was because of a video. And they passed that on. That came out in the Republican report, if you read the reports from their investigation. That's where that came from. The military, NATO, said there was absolutely no way they could get help there in that amount of time. The only thing they could have got there was a cruise missile or a fighter plane, which had blown up the compound. And so, but yeah, I know we had five. We might have even had nine separate investigations into Benghazi. But but this will be just like the Whitewater investigation. It was about a land deal. There was nothing wrong with the land deal.
And sometimes they find other things. Like, for instance, it was during the Whitewater investigation that they ended up finding about the whole Monica Lewinsky thing.
Yes, and because they dig and they dig. In the Whitewater investigation, here's what they did. If Paul would have been the target, and you knew Paul, Chris, they would audit you, and if they found any discrepancies in your taxes, they would threaten to charge you if you didn't rat on Paul. But that's a special prosecutor, which has a lot more power than this guy has. But they will dig into all fields. They will get Trump's tax returns, they will get the tax returns of his son-in-law, and they'll probably end up getting the tax returns of a lot of people affiliated with Trump. I mean, I don't know exactly what kind of power this counselor has over a special prosecutor, but a special prosecutor is insidious because they can go out, and if they find something that your brother-in-law did, mm-hmm. they will use that against you. It's really kind of a that special prosecutor reminds me of like an inquisitor, a Spanish Inquisition.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Rich.
Good grief.
KBOI rewards code is?
I can't even remember. Oh, it was blimp. That's right, because yesterday that blimp crashed at the
B-L-I-M-P.
Golf B-L-I-M-P. Kind of makes me want a sandwich.
All right. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
All right, so we are back. KBOI News Time, 9:36. Open phones Friday. Paul, Jane, Chris, we have Jim on the line. Jim, good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, what you were talking about, I was just going to say, like, the accounting or something, you know, like the fire guys,
mm-hmm.
they're on the salary, and then they obviously keep track of the time they spend, and that's how much it costs. And then I guess if somebody does something really stupid, they try to, you know, that poor schnook that, you know, last year, and is on the hook for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
He's probably making minimum wage, you know, that'll take him, you know, several lifetimes. But as far as the flag goes, you know, I think you have the freedom to burn the flag and the responsibility not to.
I like that.
Because it disrespects a lot of people. You can protest a lot of ways. But, I mean, you know, and that goes for all flags, you know, whatever the flag is. Just don't burn the flag. I mean, there's no way that that's going to help anything.
I do like that very much. I mean, I like the way you put that. You have a responsibility not to, because you do have a responsibility to show some respect, I think.
Yep.
You know, however, it's like I said, that's got to be a something that each person decides. You know, in North Korea, you burn a flag and and it's not going to work out well for you, but that's North Korea. They're communist. We're not.
You know, not too long ago, I got into this real heated argument with a wife of a friend of mine, and she is a liberal all over the place. So we got into that, and she was saying, well, it's my right. And I said, yeah, you know, it's your right, but not responsibility. We went back and forth and back and forth, and so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
and the deal is, I mean, you can have a right and a responsibility that clash, but you still have both of them. I mean, that's America, like I said, is not the easiest place in the world to figure out.
No, I mean, you think of a lot of people that died for the country, and why would they think about if they saw how the country is now? A lot of those guys, you know, and it would take guts for them to have done that.
They would not probably appreciate you burning the flag, but they also would not burn a copy of the Constitution. So, again, you know, I like the thing about you have a right and a responsibility.
They just get out there and anyway. So, anyway, take care, have a great weekend, and happy Father's Day.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's I like the way you put that as well.
Let's see. Bob the Meridian says, OMG, Rich is really smoking some good stuff. The Benghazi was about many things, but mainly who dropped the ball when there was a call for help and why there wasn't extra security provided after many, many requests. Even that great liberal Democrat, Alan Dershowitz, believes these newest investigations are stupid and will amount to nothing. Yeah, he has been all over at least CNN saying that.
Yeah.
And Bruce of Loman says, it's kind of simple. When we respond to a fire, the wheels that weren't turning, the planes that weren't flying, and the helicopters that weren't dropping buckets full of water all are then doing so. That and things like it, meals, bulldozers, whatever is dedicated to the putting out of that fire are costs over and above what would be if the fire had never started, thus the cost calculations. Blessings, Captain 654 Loman Volunteer Fire District.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. Thank you, Bruce. And let's see, Dave, a boy.
It's still interesting to me the way they do this. Those people are up there to do what they just did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dave, a boy, he says, what has happened to AIDS? In the 80s, it's all you heard about. Then it seems to have just disappeared.
We don't have enough problems?
Is there a cure, or is it still spreading like wildfire? It would seem to me half the planet would be affected by now, but you never hear a word about it, especially now with open gayness running rampant in this country. I would love to hear from you guys or some of your listeners on this subject. Well, I can tell you what I know about it. They came up with a way to treat it. To keep it in remission, and that's the HIV.
Good word, remission.
They came up with drugs and stuff to treat it, and so now it is a treatable thing, and so it no longer is an epidemic or a pandemic. It's not a death sentence anymore necessarily.
Well, Magic Johnson,
he announced in 1994 he had it, and that was 23 years ago, and he's still around. So
and he's buying. Yeah. NBA teams.
Well, there's that, yeah.
Yeah.
Still an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But, that's it. It didn't just go away, and it didn't just start being ignored. It still does exist. But
how do you put this? A lot of times, without curing something, you control it. And that's basically what's happened with AIDS.
Yeah.
It's, as you said...
Well, it's like
kept in remission.
It's like mosquitoes right now. They're trying to control the mosquitoes, but they don't necessarily want them to go extinct. Although I don't mind that so much when I'm outside. But anyway, Jenna Middleton says, I always heard that if we had a good hard freeze, it would kill the earwig eggs. Not true. The earwigs and mosquitoes at my place are terrible.
We had a story yesterday that Chris did. That basically said mosquito eggs 9 million years old. How old were those?
Oh, no, they were 50 years old, but they were dormant for 50 years and then hatched
because
they were in ice
or
something. No, it was actually Rick Visser that was talking about it.
Oh, was it Visser?
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, there was a drought. They were dormant for years, decades, and then it rained, and mosquitoes everywhere.
Yeah, and then they hatched again, which is, A little scary. I knew a guy that had found out.
I got so paranoid for a couple of years, I quit golfing.
You know, like Icy Hot. Okay, but you remember that stuff they used to have that you could just spray it onto a muscle strain or something, and it would basically freeze your arm or something so you didn't feel it. I mean, they outlawed that a long time ago when they figured out it caused more problems than it helped. Mm-hmm. But I knew a guy that, I'm not going to say how he found out, but he found out that you could spray that stuff on a cockroach, and the cockroach would be completely frozen, and then eventually it would thaw out, and it would just keep going the direction it was going. And you could do it like 27 times in a row. I'm not sure whatever happened to him, but I have an idea that he may not still be alive. Anyway, David of Boise says, if we the people are paying for the investigation, then we should get to hear every single word spoken. No closed sessions, no hiding behind the door. We're paying for everything the government is doing.
Yes.
So, and, you know, I apparently some of it has to be secret. I like to think that there are probably way more things kept secret than need to be, but I don't know that for a fact. And Randy says, from Kathy Griffin to the Shakespeare play to the mainstream media to the Democrats on Capitol Hill, they are all guilty of passive-aggressive sedition. They all put the idea out to do harm to the president or Republicans. When some nut job finally acts on their suggestion, they all wash their hands of the consequences. I myself have done this as a child. It is very easy to give weaker-minded people a little nudge. How do you think Hitler controlled so many people? Make a suggestion and get people to think that it is their own and they are doing great things for society. I'm able to listen to your show from 9 to 10. Well, good. So you're probably listening right now.
That's
what ISIS does, too. They keep telling people what they need to do until they finally do it.
A lot of hand washing, you think? Do you think he's right?
Well, there's a lot of...
Or do you think that people said, wow, we need to do something?
Again, and you know this as well as I do, which is that if you put yourself out there as a public figure, whether you are an entertainer of some sort or, you know, an athlete or whether you are, you know, elected to public office, then they have a lot more leeway to parody you in some way than they would, you know, a regular citizen or somebody who doesn't put themselves out there that way.
Sure.
So when Kathy Griffin holds up the what's supposed to represent the severed head of the president, or when the Shakespeare play Julius Caesar decides to make Caesar look like Donald Trump, and then of course he gets stabbed on stage. And by the way, they did one of those for Obama a few years ago too. But when that sort of things happen, you know, it's a freedom of expression thing. And it's, again, just like Jim was talking about, it's not the least bit respectful.
Nope.
And I would not like to see it. And, I didn't think her parody was funny. I didn't think their parody was funny. But essentially, it's considered to be parody. And this is what happens, like, you know, when Judas Priest would put out a very angry sounding album and some kid would kill himself and then the parents would sue Judas Priest.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't win because, you know, you can read, you can watch any TV show, any movie, listen to any songs you want. And your responsibility to discern that information and not act upon it is your own, or in the case of a kid, your parents watching the kid. So, yeah, it's not great. It's very difficult to deal with, and I don't personally, like much of what they're doing. However, again, you have responsibilities, but you still have a right to do that if that's what you decide. Because America, again, complicated.
KBOI News Time, 9:46.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time is 9:50. This is Open Phones Friday, and we have just a few minutes left in the show. Checking the instant messages, Bob and Meridian said, I have a different reason for Comey's firing. When he gave all those reasons for Hillary to be prosecuted in the email affair, but then said he didn't believe she intended to break the law, he didn't feel she should be prosecuted, he should have been fired on the spot. Since when does intention have anything to do with breaking the law? There are plenty of people in prison right now because they did something like Hillary did, but didn't intend to do it. Alan Dershowitz, an avowed leftist Democrat, said that Comey confirmed this statement that under our Constitution, the president has the authority to direct the FBI to stop investigating any individual. Mr. Dershowitz also can't find any reason for the investigation now taking place because he feels no laws have been broken. And, yeah, you're right about that. Alan Dershowitz has said that
many times.
Many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, chances are this will find absolutely nothing. I don't know what it's going to find, you know?
Well, I guess we'll find out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like some things never go away and some things do. And it's really hard to predict sometimes
Here's something I can guarantee you, too, that even if somebody is not guilty of something, the more publicity it gets, if they are found not guilty, people will always think they're guilty.
No question.
And I go back to, like, Fatty Arbuckle, you know.
Yep.
He was found not guilty. A woman was found dead and had been abused at a party.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the party. He claimed he didn't do it at all. They brought him up on charges to see if he did. He was acquitted, and yet his career was over.
Yeah, old-time movie star.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a long time ago.
It was over.
And that stuff still happens. If they decide Bill Cosby's not guilty,
That won't matter.
He probably didn't have a lot of stand-up comedy left in him anyway. But
no.
Quickly here, Dave of Boise says, I hope we overprivileged Americans can learn a lesson from the guy who came home from North Korea with a coma. He could have just as easily been executed. He was not in the USA, and he did, in fact, break a law. We as Americans need to realize that U.S. laws do not apply in foreign countries. Let me tell you about this. There are stories coming out now that there are travel agencies, especially one in China, and they are getting Americans to visit North Korea. And some of them are not coming home, and it's a purposeful thing. Now, it's entirely possible, according to this article, that he didn't even take that poster off the wall.
Well, they had video, though.
Well, okay. He said he did in court, but, when you're sitting there and they said, it's like when they tell the jury, before you take your seats, we need to inform you that the defendant is, in fact, guilty.
Yeah. They had video of it.
Okay.
And
pretty
much dead to rights.
But Dave has a point. Don't even go to Mexico or Canada and break a law and think you can just get away with it.
No. Which we have stressed over and over again.
Yeah.
You're not home. You are not home. Behave yourself.
Yeah. And Dave mentioned also that if you don't like the treatment that you would get by breaking one of their laws, then, either don't break the law or don't go to that country.
I would have real problems
either one would work, I think.
To a communist country.
Yeah.
What are there, five left?
Yeah, there are five left. There are five
time,
left in the world. Now, I know people who have visited a couple of them.
China.
China. People visit China. It's a communist country. They come back. People visit Vietnam now and do business there. And
Cuba.
And Cuba and Laos and North Korea. And that's it. There are just five communists. Now, there are still plenty of countries that are run by dictators who don't consider themselves a communist, but they will. But you don't have the freedom that you have in America or in Europe. And but as far as straight communism, Marxism, that sort of thing, there are just five left.
Yep. So amazing. I don't need to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And if I do need to go there, I am obeying their laws.
And by the way,
I'm in their country.
And by the way, we have fought wars either directly or indirectly with all five of those countries.
Good point. I am not going there. Let me reiterate that.
I understand.
I'm staying here. All right, KBOI News Time 9:55. Have a good weekend. Happy Father's Day.